This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now to experience the meaning of life in a manner of speaking. This is the newest edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to attach meaning in part to events in our lives that have an influence on our life, the quality of our life. How can we make our lives better? Because life is pretty unpredictable. The universe is kind of a chaotic place. And I think our tendency is to focus sadly on the negative rather than the positive, and that doesn't help our lives, and certainly doesn't help mine, and I don't think it helps yours. I always take a negative spin, but yet it's all around us, that energy. Especially I use the news media as the focal point of my ire often, but I think that it's that, and it only comes, people only pay attention to it because there's something about us that seems to pull that in, that energy. Whatever you make of it, I don't like it. I find that it influences people when they work on the job, especially when you don't like your boss or the circumstances in which you work. Do you concentrate on the positive aspects of the job, or do you approach your work with anger? Gusto versus anger. That's something I think all need to think about a little bit. So think about what you can do with your job. Turn it around so you love it. Can you do that? When you're faced with the prospect of undertaking a task that you don't like, view it as an opportunity to discover what you're truly good at, what you're capable of doing. I'd like to think we here sort of try to send you down that road, that spiritual road, taking the high road, actually. Maybe it'll surprise you what it feels like. It'll add flavor to your existence. Yeah, it's easier said than done. I know that. Because we have a groove cut in our head and our brain. And it's called experience and environment and what we have been around all of our lives. There are so many more people, though, now that are exploring the things that we talk about in this program. It's a wonderfully infectious thing if you get into it. And so I have here with us today a lady who will help, I think. Listen, I've already read through some of her stuff, and she's helped me feel good about today. Debbie Anderson is an oracle card expert and a vibrational energy expert. Okay, so Debbie, thank you for being here on Your Hidden Power. I'm going to start with the oracle card. Have you ever been to a place called Damanhur in Italy? Do you know the place?
No, I haven't, Doug, and it sounds absolutely vibrational. I would love to go there.
Well, it is, actually. I went a couple of years ago and came across a group called the Oracle that basically takes past lives and assigns the thread of life to our past lives. It's fascinating. I've had four or five experiences with them. Focused on four or five past lives, and I wonder if that's what you do. What's the oracle card? Let's talk about the oracle deck you use.
Well, just to answer, to follow on from what you were just saying, I do believe that the cellular thread right the way through this lifetime, other lifetimes, and lifetimes to come are always there because we are more than just what we assume we are, the human body. So jumping from that on to oracle cards, oracle cards, unlike tarot cards, are easier to read. They don't have all the levels or layers, I suppose, that are there from tarot card reading. So oracle cards for me, I've used for many years and created my own some years ago because basically Spirit was saying, we need you to do simple things. Don't overcomplicate your lives. And this is for everyone, not just for me. But I think the message at that time was for me directly to actually use oracle cards. And the way that you can use them is very easy. And regardless of whether you're using my cards or anybody else's oracle cards, and there are many, many hundreds of decks out there that are beautiful. And, you know, that is something I say to people, connect to the one that really resonates with you. So it is as easy as 1, 2, 3 to use an oracle card deck. First of all, you connect to the question you want to ask. Mm-hmm. And that's very important for us to focus on the intention of being there, being present. Like in anything we do, you were talking about your job and so forth. So every step of the way, we need to set our intention up. So we have a question or we have a concern or something that's going on in our life that we would like direction on. So think about that for a few minutes. Sit in a very safe environment, and I emphasize that very much so. You can't do this while driving a vehicle.
Okay. So what would be an example of a safe environment then?
A safe environment for me is sitting in my chair at home, all the phones and everything switched off, all the pinging, tinging that's going on, and just taking 3 nice cleansing breaths. And we all do that. We breathe every single day, every single moment, because that's what keeps us alive.
But you have to be conscious of the breath, though, isn't that? That's something I've been doing more of lately.
Absolutely, yeah. Just pull the air into your body, down to your belly button. Like, we're what I call chest breathers, mm-hmm. and we don't do what I call deep breathing. And that's something for any of you that, if somebody is suffering with an illness or something, then just take it as far as your breath can pull into your body. But, yeah, a safe environment could be sitting in a park somewhere. It can be sitting in your car with the engine switched off. Okay, you can do it in your car, but not while you're driving. Mm-hmm. Okay, think of this as like a meditation. You would make sure that you have the time, that you're sitting somewhere that is comfortable for you, you're nice and warm or cool or whatever you need to be, and everything around you is switched off so you can just be in that moment. So,
in the moment, the now, the power of now.
Absolutely.
More and more people are getting the focus. The past you can't do anything about.
No,
the future,
no.
Who knows what that's about.
Exactly.
So now,
you're just
now.
In that moment.
Yeah.
You're just in that moment, every single moment of our life. And this is sometimes how we miss things, because we're thinking ahead, we're thinking behind, we're thinking sideways. Just be there. Be present, as I say.
Yeah.
So take a moment to think about what you want from this. Because this is time that you're spending with you. So you step into that intention. Think about it. Breathing in and out, just 3 breaths. That's it. Just a simple, I'm here, this is what I'm doing, I'm thinking about the answers that I need. The next thing you do is connect to the deck. And there are no set rules of engagement here. Obviously, if your deck is new, then take your shuffle, you know, take your cards and shuffle them around. But beyond that, everybody at some point, whether they are a poker player or not, has held a deck of cards in their hand. So just shuffle them around again, thinking about what you want the answer to. Keep saying maybe a mantra. Yeah, sorry.
There are ways of using it. If I'm just going to inject a little personal experience, I was driving around. I had several different things that I had to do. I have a farm, and so I was picking up equipment and going different routes, and I was in my mind thinking, how do I want to drive there? Because there were several options.
And exactly,
I listened to myself as to where to go and how to get there. And it's a simple example of using your intuition and listening to yourself. Can I go this way? Can I go that way? And there's sometimes traffic breakdowns. If you're not using Waze or Google, then you don't know whether you trust whatever instinctive stuff is coming to you. So do you have to use one of your vibrational decks that we're talking? You have different decks, right? Different decks of these oracle cards.
Yeah, I have one which I've created for adults, which was my very first deck, which was the Vibrational Energy Oracle deck. And then the secondary deck that I created was for children or for those doing inner child work.
Really? And how do children use these? How do you teach children how to
use these? Well, the children's deck is really simple because usually a parent or caregiver or somebody in the family uses a deck of their own. So the introduction of a child's deck was so that the child would have something to play with themselves. Now, the children's deck that I have created is based on everyday occurrences. For instance, chores walls. You were talking about, you know, doing in our job, sometimes we don't want to do something. Well, we have to be creative about the way we approach that. And that's what the cards for the children are about, is so that they can connect with that. No kid likes doing chores.
One of the biggest things that I see here, people not trusting themselves. People could take one of the decks and use it for your own purposes, follow the instructions that Debbie Anderson has put together. But there are 52 cards in each deck. There's a guidebook and even a video that introduces you to how these work. But it's believing. If you have gone there in the first place, have been curious enough to find, I think this is true of anything that is beyond the five senses. If you trust yourself enough, you're curious. So why not let it go? That's the thing. Don't go backwards. Go forwards with this stuff.
I try and share with people, move from your head to your heart. Both have to be in balance. Our head is there. That's our processor. That's our programming, how to pick up a cup and drink our tea or coffee, how to drive our vehicle. We have to have that in there. It's the database, if you like. But when we move into our heart center, then that is where everything else is possible. So I always say to people, every day we have that little struggle that goes on, the mind chatter, the monkey mind, or whatever we have called
chatter.
That.
Chatter.
So I always say, when that's coming up, acknowledge it. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. You don't even have to have a conversation with it. Thank you for sharing.
Vibrational energy. What's that all about?
Vibrational energy. Yeah.
Hold on a second, Debbie. I got to do a couple of things. Hold on a second.
I
do encourage people to check this out because your enthusiasm is infectious. I will tell you that.
Thank you.
18 after the hour. This is your hidden power. Here's a power that you may have had a lot of interest in. You're trying to figure out what to do in your life because you have either become pre-diabetic or you might have type 2 diabetes and you haven't found the right support. And I now have a suggestion for you to get glucose stability. Visit Curalin, CURALIN.net. Code DJV, save $20 on your first bottle and be on your way to having success when it comes to glucose support. Success is what you want. You find it at Curalin.net. Get the best deal using the code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Pure Hidden Power podcasts every week. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about a couple of the most recent podcasts. We have relationship entrepreneur and incurable romantic George Araman, who wrote The Gray Dance of Love on podcast number 115. He says dancing between his heart and his mind has helped him devote much needed love to the divorce problems in our country. He's got a lot of help, and his own experience tells a great story. So if you want to hear a discussion about somebody who made the best of, if you're having a divorce problem and you want to make the best of it, this guy's looked over lots of books. This book, The Gray Dance of Love, is about his personal experience. Kind of a mixture of intensive research and formulas and stories to give you a step-by-step guide for relationships. So, all about relationships in Your Hidden Power, number 115, emotional security, that sort of thing. In Your Hidden Power, number 116, we have a conversation with Susan Grau, who at 4.5 had a profound kind of near-death experience. You've heard of these happening before. Her story is that she was locked in a freezer in her parents' garage. She remembers being frightened and screaming, but then there was peace that came over her. She felt the presence of what she described as a divine being, and it enveloped her. So she just sort of let go. This was a very young age, 4.5, 5 years old. Her mother said she'd heard a very strong whisper in her ear saying, "Your baby is in the freezer." She ran out to the garage, opened up the freezer, and there she was. And from that moment on, she could feel and see and hear and communicate with spirit. So those are the two most recent Your Hidden Power podcasts. Also, we always have Eric Geller and psychic scout Mary O'Malley on it, and a segment with astrological focus as well. So get it all. Catch up. Lots of good listening, lots of help, lots of focus on what you didn't know about yourself before. That's what these, all the conversations in the podcast and the program are aimed at, opening up your mind to that which is there. And that's the spirit in which we invited Debbie Anderson to be with us today. She's done a series of oracle card decks that are very, very helpful, and also is billed as a vibrational energy expert. So tell us a little more about vibrational energy.
single thing in the universe is vibrating at a particular frequency. So trees, chairs, earth, animals, humans, etc. Things that like radio waves. They're unseen, and yet we know they exist because we're on this radio show today.
Yes.
So when we move the dial on our radio, that shows how old I am, and tap into that particular station we want to listen to, then we connect to that. We connect to that vibration. And we know there are infinite stations that we can listen to. So if you think of it, you know, it's a fancy way of describing our overall state of being. That's basically it. So if we want to tap into something great, then that's the frequency we are vibrating on, and everyone around us is. You know, when somebody comes into the room and it feels like, oh, my gosh, it's so heavy, it feels dense, I don't want to be here. Well, then step away from that frequency. You're getting that message. Don't be there. Step into that one that you want to be in. We operate on high and low frequencies within us, around us. And there is no right or wrong. It's purely what we transmit out of ourselves, from our heart center, our aura, that magnetic invisible field that surrounds us, and what we pick up from other people. So when we're feeling in low esteem, our health can change by raising that vibration, communicating with ourselves in a way that we will feel great. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think it's a hard concept for some people to get to, but I think if they go, you have a website, do you not, Debbie?
I certainly do.
What
it's
is that?
Vibrational-energy.com.
Vibrational-energy.com. Find out more from Debbie Anderson. This is your hidden power.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral, Miami golf resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. It's a lot of money I would have given away. away, like I give away my salary. I give away my salary.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dallas is trying to figure out the strength of a tornado that went through the city.
I talked to the National Weather Service. They're actually out there right now doing the assessment to see if it was an EF1 or 2.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To continue our pursuit of your hidden power, or maybe I should say your hidden powers, because there are a lot of them, bringing consciousness to things that you don't normally, or haven't in this case until this time of your life, had some kind of shocking experience. And so you're now feeding yourself new information. Uri Geller is somebody who has over the years, at least as far as I'm concerned, worked through a lot of things, the messages he gets, and uses those to help people. He has a fabulous repertoire. He's known as a paranormalist, a motivator, mystifier, been my friend for 25 plus years, lives over in Israel. but comes in touch. The world is so small, Uri, it doesn't make any difference where you are. You can bring consciousness to any circumstance, right?
Yes, Doug, actually you're reading my mind, because when you said I could be anywhere, right now I'm sitting in an amazing hotel called the Jaffa Hotel. It was an old hospital, a French hospital 200 years ago, and the owner, I think I mentioned this to you once, is called A.B. Rosen. He lives in New York. He just bought the Chrysler Building, and he turned this hotel, he turned the hospital into an incredible, incredible oasis. But what's interesting is that the wall of old Jaffa, which is about 6,000 years old, had to stay in place. So when you enter the lobby of the hotel, you actually see the old wall of Jaffa in the main lobby, and then it goes out into the courtyard. Now, in those days when they built hospitals 200, 300, 400 years ago, they also used to build a chapel. So there is in every hospital. So sick people could go into the chapel and pray. So there is a massive chapel here, which is now obviously a bar. But, I'm sitting here, and like you said, I could be anywhere in the world, and I will be able to communicate with you. But having said that, 25 years from now, I won't be able to use the phone. I will be, but there will be no phone, because we will be attached to the Internet by a little chip that will be placed very close to our brain with a fast injection. You won't even feel it. And then we will be a walking Internet. We will also be able to communicate telepathically. Unbelievable what's in store for us in the next 50 years.
All right, so let's talk about something that has become a universal problem, but you have an approach to it that is different. You call my attention to a study on concussions with youngsters. We know that it's been a problem in football, professional athletes, and soccer, all kinds of head trauma injuries. But I wonder if anybody's taken apart the spiritual aspect of what it does when your brain gets jogged around, because the brain is the focus, the core of our experiences. So is there something on the side, do you think, that we ought to know about with regard to our own, does something good happen if we are going through these experiences, or can we pretty much assume that anything that happens when we damage our brain like that is going to be problematic?
No. Doug, of course, come on. How can you even come up with an idea of thinking that something positive can come from a concussion?
Well, I'm asking. I know there isn't. In my experience, there's certainly nothing good that comes out of it, but I want to see if there's something that I'm missing.
Listen, Doug, I'm with you on this. Any jolt to the head is not good, because the brain is, although, the brain is the most powerful computer in the world, but if you kick a computer, it will be damaged. Maybe the damage cannot be found right now, this moment, but 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you never know. You can ask any brain surgeon will tell you that they're against these sports where you can really damage your head, even if you wear a helmet. So, Doug, this is incredible that you brought this story up, because just yesterday I watched the History Channel, where I saw the history of Formula One. You know, this is the race drivers. And how many race drivers were killed 46 years ago, and how Formula One started shaping up the cars in order to save the lives of race drivers. And it's an amazing documentary. And today, you don't hear anymore of drivers, super drivers dying in the Formula One cars, because even if you flip over, you're so protected that, it's great. Anyhow, Doug, look, we'll be speaking again next week. I can hardly wait for you to come to Israel. I'm sending all my love, positive energy from all Jaffa to all our listeners right now.
All right, Uri, the museum website is Uri Geller, by the way. Go to urigellermuseum.com and see what's going on there. Fascinating stuff. And Uri's regular website, urigeller.com, always a new, fresh experience to understand when it comes to the mind and understanding the mind and what's going on in your mind. I have something that goes on in my mind with regularity, and that's trying to help people. And here's a way that I think I can really direct you toward getting positive, really reinforced help when it comes to losing weight. There is a natural product around called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The benefits of using this are myriad. Not only does it help you lose the weight and keep it off, but by doing that, you get more energy and you have more joint support, because without carrying all that weight around, your body is going to function much better. And I help you by I go to the website and I'll send you there, and the Facebook page too. It's spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is the product. It is a capsule with all natural, just fabulous contents. There's no stimulants. There's nothing there that'll upset your digestion, anything like that. Take it every night before you go to bed, 4 capsules, and sleep like a baby. And when you wake up, you will have noticed that your body feels a little differently. Do that every single day. The active ingredient here is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. Push out the fat, lose the weight. That's the story. Go to Calitren.com for the best deal, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N again, Calitren.com. The special deal that we have, there's always something there. There are always special deals. Free shipping as well, Calitren.com. Lose the weight, keep it off. That's the important message. Lose the weight and keep it off, Calitren.com.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. 1 out of every 11 people in the U.S. has diabetes. In addition, there are millions of people who are pre-diabetic, having blood sugars between 100 and 125, who have a 40 to 50% chance of getting diabetes and don't know it.
So not only do you have this epidemic of people actually have it, you've got this whole tidal wave moving through, you know, where those numbers could double or triple in the next 10 to 15 years if something's not done properly.
Dr. Robert Rizza says that change starts with lifestyle.
We're sitting around, we're eating, or becoming heavy, that overwhelms our ability to cope. Our pancreas simply can't keep up, because the pancreas is the organ that secretes insulin. So what happens is it just runs out of insulin and our blood sugars are high.
It's important to have your blood glucose levels checked regularly. To assess your risk of diabetes, visit www.diabetes.org and punch "Are you at risk?" For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Time now on Your Hidden Power to bring a lady who has fantastic, fantastic ideas, fantastic abilities, fantastic connections, Mary and her musings, helping people. We were talking earlier, Mary, about using cards, and I've forgotten whether you ever use cards or not, or is all of the work you do with people at PsychicScout.com, is it all just basically intangible connections to your instincts and your brain?
It's pretty much just my psychic abilities. I used to use cards, and then one day I just couldn't read them. I don't know. I just couldn't see them.
Really?
And I'm glad somebody was with me when this happened. I had the deck of cards in my hand, and I said out loud, "So, Spirit, what am I supposed to do with these?" And literally, they got knocked out of my hand.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. And thank God somebody was standing there watching, because I would have thought I'm crazy. And so then I, you know, I realized.
Well, you are. To be truthful, you are a little crazy. But it's a nice, it's a nice crazy. You're a nice, yeah. This is a nice crazy to you.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I think, you know what? I think I'm a kind of nice crazy too. If you, yeah. Well, it depends on your definition of crazy. If you're not conventional, then you're considered crazy by the conventionalists. So maybe that's a feather in your cap to be considered a little crazy. There you go. All right, anyway.
So since then, I just depend on my psychic ability, my connection to spirit. And mm-hmm. it's actually much easier than trying to read cards.
What kind of dreams do you have? We all have dreams. I was going to say, do you have dreams? What kind of dreams does Mary O'Malley have?
You mean sleeping dreams?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Just the same as everyone else. You know, a dream time is when your subconscious mind is trying to help you work out problems or teach you something or let you know when you're about to be in trouble, you know.
All right, so as a lesson to why people need to have a focus on their subconscious before they go to sleep, this is something that I've learned in the last 4 or 5 years. Whatever you, and I don't know why I didn't realize it before, but think about it for a moment. It makes so much sense. When you set the tone before you go to sleep, it'll put the gears, if you will, in motion to make sure that your experience during the rest cycle, during sleep, is a positive one. If you're watching the news or some horrible, scary movie, you're going to have a crap night. Basically.
Yeah.
And so in order to not experience that, whatever the last thoughts are that go into your brain, go to the subconscious and stay there, don't they? And so the nighttime is the best time for having the subconscious do a good tune-up on you from the course of the previous day, right?
It's a good time to have questions answered also. So you go to bed, you have a problem on your mind you don't know how to solve. Generally, you'll wake up with an answer. You know what I mean? It's, you know, your mind is still working when you're asleep, so you might as well let it work on something positive, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, positive it is. And a lot of time when people's worlds fall apart, they come to see a person like you, and they discuss the external factors. Our suggestion to you, or I think Mary's is, but I'm prompting it, is that there's an internal factor subconsciously shifting what you think and how you think as you go around will do a fabulous job in giving your mind a rest. We're talking about healing. People come to you to heal. And having a good influence on your brain before you go to sleep is a great way to heal, I think. Don't you?
It absolutely is.
Yeah. If your world is falling apart, it's a lot of external stuff sometimes. Rediscover your core. Get some advice from Mary. Go to psychicscout.com and have a reading with her. But then when you're there, listen to what she said. Maybe you ask a specific question. Maybe this is the lead into it. You ask a question about what is the best way to impact serious change in our attitude, and the best way is to cling to a good experience before you go to sleep. Subconscious stuff. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You couldn't have said it better yourself, right?
Right.
All right. Mary O'Malley has musings every day. Check them out at psychicscout.com. Thanks for her service here on Your Hidden Power.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Laura Banks, who is a well-known astrologer, practices. You know, in your CV, there are a number of things that you have done. And for people who may recognize your name, you have done some acting. I think sometimes people think when they look you up at first, you're the lady who is in The Wrath of Khan.
Correct.
You are
right.
The woman.
That is me. That is me. That is me. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes.
So what did that kind of experience do in helping you to create the skill set? Did acting help you become a better astrologer? Were you doing astrology at that time? You've had a multiple faceted life. I guess I'm asking you, because this is really your first appearance on this program, although you and I have talked many times in the past, what is there about your past that makes you a good astrologer?
My mother was an astrologer. My grandmother was an intuitive, born with what they call an extra layer of skin on the forehead, or they used to call it a veil. My mother was actually raised in a funeral parlor of all things, Doug. And
wow, really?
By the way, it's great to be on your show. Yeah, and so I grew up learning about Aries and Taurus and the stars, And then I developed, I'm actually highly intuitive, and my chart is set up to be drawn to spiritual work and the unknown because of all my 12th house planets and all my 8th house planets. So it was ancestral and karmic. And so just my whole life, I would just guess people's signs. And then it kind of just got more powerful as far as a form of intuition and following my dreams, being in the right place at the right time to get a movie role, or knowing I have a little voice, Doug, that will sort of tell me, all right, open, like I did the day I got the part. It was an ad in the back of a Dramalogue, which is a Los Angeles publication that says, hey, go, this part's available, right? Casting news. I went right to it. I knew it was going to be me. I called Central Casting and I got the part. And I think if one really develops this sixth sense, in my case, I've been blessed ancestrally, but mm-hmm. anyone can get this development of the sense, and specifically you, turning the subject back on you, Doug, with the tremendous amount of Scorpio in your chart, you have also always navigated from this place of intuition.
I think that it's trusting, frankly, that you have it, whether you trust it. We were just talking to the psychic, Mary O'Malley, who's on Your Hidden Power, about the sort of very same thing, the subconscious leanings. What do you do to make sure you set your brain up for optimal use, for optimal strength? And a lot of experiences that people have with folks like you to have a good astrological reading and keep the positive on top of. I mean, whatever stuff comes up, how do you, that's probably a good a question for people to know as you're new to this program. What do you do when you turn up a card or you look up somebody and their chart shows that they're going to have a bad day or a bad week or something bad is going to happen to them? What do you do with that information?
Well, it you don't really get a reading on a bad card or a bad, I mean, I always look for, well, let me phrase that another way. 100% of the time, I'll see an influence in the natal chart or in a transit, like I was doing a reading last night.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, I will always, I don't have to make it up, there's always a counterindicative. There's always a, oh, wow, look, you got this thing happening here with Pluto in the 8th house.
Did we lose?
But we're in an expansive position over here with Sagittarius in the 3rd house. Keep the communication real. You know, so there's always this beautiful balance. Now, in your case, last time we spoke, we talked about how you're a passionate guy, how you're very desirous of connection and intimacy in your relationships. And how can we overcome blocks, things that happen to us with money, with love, that stop us from going forward because we feel we have proof that it doesn't work? And that's what I really look forward to exploring with you when I come back on your show, Doug. How can we get beyond these mental blocks? And it takes an energy shift.
It takes an energy shift,
and we can get there.
I think that's part, yeah, that's a good service, and that's what you're about. You're in the business of servicing and helping people. We do have blocks. You're right about that. That is a good thing. We'll take that along with whatever transit news there may be that's applicable to the week and carry it through with us as you continue to help us out here. Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen. Laura Banks, the astrologer, is on with us right now at 59 past the hour.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.